You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the government announced that funding for the disabled would be transferred from the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Social Development to a new ministry for disabled people. The new ministry has been welcomed by many disability support organisations as it gives hope for fairer and better services. Joe talks to Peter Reynolds, the CEO of the Disability Support Network, on the matter.
Tell me about this new ministry for disabled people and what this means for them.
Okay, the Minister of Disability Issues announced the formation of a new ministry for disabled just after 2 o'clock on Friday. This has been long coming. The disabled sector in New Zealand has been pushing for a shift of disability support service funding and responsibility from the Ministry of Health, either to the Ministry of Social Development or to its own ministry for some time. So finally, a review was commenced in 2018, and finally we're at a stage where joint ministers of health and social development have given us the answer. So as of the 1st of July next year, the Ministry for Disabled People will exist, and there's plenty of celebration, if you like, in the disability sector for that announcement. What it means for disabled people is that the current fragmented system, some funding and some resources are available through health, some are available through social development and elsewhere, gets pulled together into one place. So disabled people have one port of call that they can go to get the answers that they need, get the support that they need, and also get the representation that they need. So in that respect, it's a very welcome announcement.
Would you say that this is an indication that the old support system we had in New Zealand wasn't efficient enough? You know, how does this formation of this new ministry differ from the support systems we've seen in the past?
There's a range of disability supports that are available now, but there are issues. Firstly, as I mentioned, the system is fragmented, so you've got to go to different places for different things. And for a disabled person, that means having to retell their story again and again and again to different bureaucrats in order to get what they need. Secondly, the way the system is set up is not particularly helpful. So it can be very complex, but it's also underfunded. So the resourcing level required to ensure that disabled people lead a valuable and good life is not as well represented as it could be. Now, New Zealand has signed up to the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of People with Disabilities. We have our own disability strategy in New Zealand, and we've got another strategic document called Enabling Good Lives that the government supports. So all of these things point toward a solution and a lifestyle, if you like, for disabled people, which is on a par with those who are able. But the current system doesn't deliver that. In fact, it delivers quite a bit less than that. So we see the establishment of this one ministry for disabled people as an opportunity to be able to pull those things together and to make life better for people with disabilities. One of the great concerns that disabled people have is that they're not sick. They just have a disability. They may be perfectly well, and they want opportunities just like everybody else, the opportunity to work and the opportunity to lead a meaningful life. So we're hopeful that this new announcement provides for that opportunity.
Has this been a long time coming for those who are disabled, as well as those who work in this health sector?
Yes, well, I mentioned the government started a review in 2018, but I know that people in the disability sector have been pushing for a separate solution than coming under the Ministry of Health for over 20 years. The problem with sitting or residing within the Ministry of Health for Disability Support Services is that there's a tendency for those services to be treated as if the person is unwell or sick, just like you would if you have the flu, or if you have a heart condition, or if you have some other condition that can be treated. And as I mentioned, that people with disabilities are not generally sick. They may have associated health conditions, but they've got a disability. And that's just an impairment that prevents them from leading a fulfilled life. So providing the opportunities to be able to get the best out of life is what this ministry is going to focus on, rather than taking the what's called a deficit approach, which is focusing on the ailment or the disability itself as if it's some sort of label.
What are some needed improvements to the support system for disabled people that you think should be brought forth with this new ministry?
I think there's a couple of things that we'd be very keen on seeing right at the very beginning. One is at the most senior levels of this new ministry, there needs to be people with lived experience of disability participating in those roles to ensure that the approach that the ministry takes is one that takes account of the needs of people with disabilities. It's very difficult to do that if you haven't lived that experience. The second thing we're looking for is a far more equitable approach and transparent approach to the way in which support services are funded. At the moment, you can go to different parts of the country to get exactly the same service and be paying quite different prices for it. So that's emerged over time, and it needs to be sorted out and tidied up. And it's representative of the fact that there are different agencies that have been involved in the process between health, between the Ministry of Social Development, and between some other agencies as well. So pulling it all together into one place and just re-examining some of the contracts and some of the funding approaches in order to establish better consistency, transparency and fairness is the second key area that we're interested in once this ministry is up and running next year.
Research has shown that disabled Māori and Pacifica people are more likely to so-called fall through the cracks when it comes to not receiving sufficient support. Can you touch on why it's important that Māori and Pacifica are at the heart of this issue?
Well, fundamentally, because we have a responsibility under the Treaty of Waitangi to ensure that we operate a partnership system with Māori. One in four New Zealanders have a disability of some sort, and the proportion within that formula of people who are Māori is disproportionate to other ethnicities. So we've got a lot of Māori people who have disabilities of one sort or another, and we need to get that sorted out. And we need to ensure that the services are available for Māori to are delivered in a way that meets their cultural needs as well as their functional needs. So one of the things that we feel very strongly about is disability services for Māori should be delivered and designed by Māori. So by Māori for Māori. Mm. That's consistent with the needs of the treaty. And similarly with Pacifica services, making sure that Pacifica have a voice in the way those services are designed and delivered is fundamental. And it's the only way you're going to get some level of success. We're seeing that sort of situation evolve at the moment through COVID vaccination delivery. We're the only way really you're going to convince that population to ensure that they're vaccinated, whether Māori or Pacifica, is to get some of the hierarchy of those populations involved in delivering the message.
That was Peter Reynolds, the CEO of the Disability Support Network, speaking to Joe about the new Ministry for Disabled People. Peter says that he hopes this new ministry will help meet the needs of people with disabilities in order to provide them with an opportunity to lead a good life.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.